Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. On today's Let's Talk Pella, we'll hear from Tracy Spry, a park ranger at Lake Red Rock, about a program entitled The Town Beneath the Lake, which will share the history of the towns that called the Des Moines River Valley home before the creation of Lake Red Rock in the late 1960s.
Tracy, first, thanks a lot for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
And for folks that know about some of the basic history of Lake Red Rock, I imagine most folks do know that, but if you could just sort of give us a very brief background about sort of the creation of the lake, and then we'll go ahead and talk about a little bit about this program that you have coming up this week.
Sure. Well, Lake Red Rock is a man-made lake, and it was created between 1960 and 1969. And prior to the lake being here, there was the Des Moines River Valley that went through the area. And along that stretch of River Valley were several towns, and one of those towns was Red Rock. And if you were to find the location of the old town on today's map, it would be close to the mile-long bridge on roughly the northwest side of it. And it was in existence from between 1843 to about 1969.
Okay. And I was, again, as you said, one of the towns that was sort of forfeited is with the creation of the lake. And there's a program coming up this weekend that's going to give folks a little bit more information. And if you could just tell us a little bit about this program, I believe it's entitled The Town Beneath the Lake.
Correct. Well, over the years of learning about the history of the construction of the dam has also brought to light some of the history of the historic towns, and namely the town of Red Rock. And I've had the chance to meet a few Red Rockers, as some people call them, who've shared some photos and a bit of some of the stories, as well as read a few of the books written by Harriet Husenfeld, a local author, about the town and about a nearby town called Cordova that was a depot for the Wabash Railroad. And just through that information, several rangers as well as myself over the years provided just a little bit of that story sharing to others who may not have been aware of it.
Okay, very good. And we can tell just hearing some of the names of these towns and then it feels like that legacy is sort of kept alive. Of course, the lake is called Red Rock. We know about the Cordova cabins, that sort of thing. So there it seems like there is an effort to keep the heritage and the history of those towns alive.
Exactly. I mean, even the town or the park called Fifield is named after a town that was once located along the river as well. That was another railroad town. A couple other towns that we don't have park names after would have included the town of Dunreath that was created basically because of the coal mining in the area. There's also a town called Russo, just amongst several others.
Okay. So, again, a lot of great, rich history that we can try to help keep alive. And if you could share with us some of the details about the program coming up this weekend.
Well, we'll touch on the fact of why the town came to be settled back in the 1800s. We'll talk a little bit about a few of the early pioneers of the community, tell a little bit about some of the difficulties that the town faced along the way, as well as why the town no longer exists today.
Okay, so a lot of great information there as well. And for folks that are interested in this, where can we go and when and what time and all those sorts of things?
Well, we'll have the program August 12th at 2 o'clock at the Red Rock Visitor Center.
All right, so just still yet more as we continue through the summer, more great events, more fun, interesting, and learning opportunities out at Red Rock.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Tracy?
No, just people can come, and if we've got maybe some Red Rockers still in the area and they would like to come and share some stories, we're always welcoming that as well.
All right, very good. Well, again, Tracy, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Tracy Spry, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.